In this video, we are going one step further. It is one thing to have helpers. It is another thing to train volunteers and raise up future chaplains. This is where multiplication becomes very meaningful. A healthy local chaplain practice does not only meet today's needs, it also helps prepare tomorrow's servants. In many ministries, people first arrive because they want to help. They care about others, they believe in prayer, they want to serve the church, the soul center, or the community. They may not know exactly what chaplain ministry involves, but they sense that this work matters. That is often the right place to begin. But caring desire alone is not enough. People need formation. They need guidance. They need examples. They need structure. And they need time to grow. First, start by training volunteers in the posture of chaplain ministry. Before teaching specialized tasks, teach the heart and habits of wise care. Teach them how to listen without taking over. Teach them how to pray with humility. Teach them how to respect boundaries. Teach them how to avoid making promises they cannot keep. Teach them how to stay calm in emotionally heavy situations. A volunteer does not need to know everything, but they do need to learn how to serve with maturity. Second, train people in role clarity. One of the best gifts you can give a volunteer is a clear understanding of what their role is. Some volunteers are there to encourage, some help with follow-up, some assist with care coordination. Some may serve in visitation or hospitality. Some may support a chaplain practice through communication and prayer. When people do not know their role, they may overstep. When they understand their role, they become more confident and more useful. Third, raise up future chaplains through mentorship, not pressure. Not every volunteer is being called into formal chaplain training, and that is okay. But some people over time will show signs of deeper calling. They are steady, they are compassionate, they are teachable, they are faithful in small things, they handle people with dignity, they understand both warmth and boundaries. When you see that, do not rush them, mentor them, invite them to observe, let them reflect with you. Help them understand why chaplain structure matters. Encourage training. Point them toward Christian Leaders Institute courses that fit their growth. Help them see that chaplaincy is not just kindness. It is guided, accountable spiritual care. Fourth, train for specialization only after the foundations are respected. A future hospital chaplain, crisis chaplain, veterans chaplain, community chaplain, or marketplace chaplain still needs the same core maturity. Specialization should strengthen calling, not replace character. It is possible for someone to be excited about a specialty and still not be ready for the responsibilities of chaplain ministry. That is why formation matters. Fifth, create a simple pathway. In a local church or soul center setting, it helps to think in steps. Someone may begin as a supporter, then become a trusted volunteer, then serve more directly under supervision, then pursue chaplain training, then grow into a specialized or recognized chaplain role over time. That kind of pathway brings peace. It shows people that growth is possible without confusion. Now, here is a warning. Do not use volunteers just to fill ministry gaps. Do not push people into chaplain roles because you are tired. And do not assume that a warm personality is enough preparation for spiritual care. People need wisdom before responsibility. A stronger path is this: pray over people, watch for faithfulness, train patiently, mentor relationally, and bless growth at the right pace. This is how chaplain ministry multiplies without becoming weak. And this is how a local chaplain practice becomes part of a larger Christian witness. You are not just building a team, you are helping form future servants. Some may remain volunteers, some may become ministry leaders, some may become future chaplains. All of that matters. When a church or soul center raises up people in this way, the ministry becomes deeper, stronger, and more enduring. That is one of the beautiful signs of a healthy chaplain practice. It does not end with one faithful person. It begins there, and then it grows.